Picture this, an ancient bird, bony-toothed with a wingspan nearly twice as large as anything flying today, soaring over the ocean.
It would be really great to, you know, toss a beach chair out on that coast and watch these big birds coming in for a landing.
That's Daniel Sepka. He's curator of science at the Bruce Museum in Greenwich, and he's just identified a new species of bird.
So the name is Pelagornis sandersi.
Pelagornis means marine bird. Sepka says this was an animal that loved soaring over the water, kind of like an albatross.
Sandersi is in honor of Al Sanders. He was the curator at the Charleston Museum, and he's actually the person who collected this fossil.
That fossil was uncovered during renovations to the Charleston Airport in the 1980s. It was put in storage at the Charleston Museum until 2010, when Sepka came to visit.
I did not know that this giant bird was lurking in the collections, and so it was kind of stunning to see it, and you know, I kind of laid down next to it, and the one wing bone, the humerus, just one of the four wing bones, was that alone was longer than my whole arm, so I knew we had something special down there.
Sepka took bone measurements, and he fed that data into a computer program, which estimates wingspan and weight. What the simulations bounced back were this. Sandersi was the largest known bird ever to have flown. Sepka published his findings in the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. And if you're wondering what modern bird is most closely related to this ancient monster, it's...
chickens and ducks. And so we're talking about two of the kind of most mundane, you know, familiar birds that you'd, you know, see in a farm or at the park or on your dinner plate. And they are the relatives of the largest bird that ever flew.
Going forward, Sepka says he hopes to puzzle out how this bird evolved and whether or not its massive size may have caused it to go extinct. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.